the Kansas Health.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, lower 40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, 30. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s, with wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, isolated chances of rain showers late, lower 30s. And Thursday, we'll have a wintry mix early at 33. Right now, it's 27.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is proposing that Kansas legalize marijuana for medical use to generate revenues that would finance an expansion of the state's Medicaid health coverage for the needy. Kelly announced her proposal yesterday. The governor has made expanding Medicaid for as many as 165,000 additional Kansas residents a top priority since becoming governor 2 years ago, but top Republicans in the GOP-controlled legislature have prevented its passage. Elsewhere this morning, the Kansas Health Department says a coronavirus variant did not cause a fast-moving outbreak at a state prison that infected dozens of inmates and staff. Health Department spokesperson Christy Zears said yesterday that testing shows the COVID-19 outbreak at the Winfield Correctional Facility was not caused by virus variants first detected in the United Kingdom or South Africa. And forecasters calling for abundant sunshine across the state today. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Police in Wichita say a pedestrian died after being hit by a pickup truck as he crossed a Wichita street. Police say the incident happened Friday night just north of downtown Wichita. Investigators say 62-year-old Patrick Stramel was crossing the street when he was hit by a northbound pickup truck driven by a 20-year-old man. Police say speed and alcohol are not believed to be factors in the accident. The case remains under investigation. Six women have sued top officials of the Kansas Highway Patrol, alleging they discriminated against female employees and created a hostile work environment. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that former and current employees allege in a lawsuit that was filed last Friday, the agency violated federal anti-discrimination law, the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, and their First Amendment speech rights. The women's lawsuit comes on the heels of a lawsuit filed last month by two former majors alleging their own dismissal was retaliation for attempting to help women report the behavior. I'm Rick Everett with your Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts self-isolating from the public after he was exposed to someone over the weekend who tested positive Monday for the coronavirus. Ricketts says he was near the person for longer than 15 minutes on Saturday. He had been scheduled yesterday to participate in the governor's annual wellness walk around the Capitol to promote fitness, but spoke to reporters instead through a video conferencing link. Ricketts says his contact with the person who tested positive for the virus was for business and not a social gathering, but did not identify the person. Now that voters have legalized casino gambling in Nebraska, state lawmakers are trying to figure out how to regulate the industry and use some of the revenue it generates. Members of the legislature's General Affairs Committee dug into those details in a public hearing focused on the soon-to-arrive casinos. One of the proposals considered would prohibit casino visitors from using credit cards to gamble. Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners last Monday opted out of the governor's mask mandate, implementing instead a local mandate that could be adapted or rescinded at the county level at any time. A January 26th deadline forced the decision. Otherwise, counties would remain entirely under state control until the mandate is revised or withdrawn. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting approved an $84,000 bid for roof repair at the courthouse. Recent Washington County Commissioners meetings in January have been mostly routine business. Linda Weaver was appointed Barnes Township Clerk, Matt Baker Haddam Township Clerk, and Trent Toomey Lowe Township Clerk. A discussion on the Hanover Bridge and who's responsible for repairs indicated the city would be responsible for the bridge, with Washington County responsible for the box culvert. Nemahal County Commissioners reviewed a contract with BG Consultants to serve as architect and construction manager on the senior transit facility. The Nemahal County attorney was authorized to proceed with moving forward on a tax sale. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last week was mostly routine business, with committee meetings suspended due to winter weather conditions. The city of Greenleaf has issued a drinking water warning due to high nitrate levels. The issue should be resolved within 2 weeks. Nitrate in drinking water is a serious health concern for infants less than 6 months old. Do not give water to infants. Do not boil water. Boiling, freezing, filtering, or letting water stand does not reduce the nitrate level. Excessive boiling can make the nitrates more concentrated. Adults and children older than 6 months can drink tap water, as infants cannot process nitrates in the same manner. Marlene K. Sweat, age 67, of Fairbury, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church of Wymore. Burial in the Fairbury Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Marlene Sweat. Nancy M. Tice, age 71, of Morroville, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Nancy Tice. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, hamburger, baked beans, sliced carrots and pears. Tomorrow, barbecue chicken, cornbread, macaroni and cheese, green beans, and sliced peaches. KNDY News, time 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life.
At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ever wondered what $999 could get you at Ashley Home Store in Beatrice? An Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress, $999. Sectional with dual recliner or a Crosley washer-dryer set, all for $999. Or $42 a month for 24 months. And as always, free shipping to your garage or driveway. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. See store for details.
Customer satisfaction is first priority at Carriage Motor Company. Thank you to our customers for trusting us with your car buying experience. Carriage Motor Company in Beatrice. Explore our impressive selection of new and pre-owned cars, crossovers, and SUVs online or stop by our showroom to experience all that we have to offer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest. We have a high pressure system overhead and a large upper level trough across the central northern parts of the Rockies, kind of the western half of the Midwest. And that's going to bring some mild temperatures for this time of year as we head through the day and into tomorrow. We have a low pressure system that will move across the central upper parts of the Midwest as we head into Wednesday night through Thursday, Some areas bring in a little bit of some rain and snow mix and some snow mixed precipitation across the upper parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, behind the system, especially into the weekend, Arctic air mass plunges and we're going to see some cold temperatures. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, lower 40s. Winds will be from the southeast. Tonight, clear skies around 30. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 50s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, chance of rain, 33 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early February 43, record high on this date 74, the average low 18, the record low is 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:33, sunset this evening 5:49. 27 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 2nd of February. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Booker's back and a Big 12 showdown. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. No apparent rust for Devin Booker, playing for the first time since January 22nd. He hit the game winner to lead the Suns over the Mavericks.
8 seconds to go. Paul on the dribble. Gets around Kleba to the baseline. Now back to Booker. Right wing three on the way. Good for Devin Booker. He canned it with 1.5 seconds to go. The Suns take the 1-point lead.
On KTAR, 109-108 the final. The Lakers wrapped up their seven-game road trip with a 107-99 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. An upset in college hoops. Number 13, Texas Tech, got the best of ninth-ranked Oklahoma.
Tech is 0 for its last five. Harmon's in there. Almost, that was Gibson. Almost got a steal. Right quarter three, McCuller. Bang! A guns up three ball.
From Learfield, IMG College, final score 57-52, Texas Tech. More NBA. Sacramento came back to beat the Pelicans 118-109.
Fox steps into a three. He's got the bucket. The Kings have rallied from 10 down to lead 101-100.
On KHTK, 38 points, 12 assists from De'Aaron Fox. Malik Monk scored 36 to lead the Hornets to a win over the Heat in overtime.
Hayward gives to Zeller. Hands it off to Monk. Catch and shoot three on the way. It is good! Malik Monk ties it at 113.
On WFNZ, Hornets win 129-121. Miami's lost six of their last seven. To the NHL now, the Bruins came back from a 3-0 deficit to down the Capitals.
Corrali centers, right circle. Carlo, he scores! Brandon Carlo! puts the Bruins in front for the first time with a rocket from the right circle.
On WBZ, 5-3 the final. David Pastrnak scored twice for Boston. It's Washington's first loss in regulation this season. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in high school action. Marysville at Riley County. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover tips off at Valley Heights. Frankfort travels to Blue Valley Randolph. Axtell will host Donovan West. Washington County entertains Lynn. Centralia's home to Rock Creek. Kansas State, 6:30 pregame. 7 o'clock tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Speculation is brewing over how the Biden administration may use the Commodity Credit Corporation. The CCC, as it's known, was used by the Trump-era USDA to provide trade relief to farmers, including those market facilitation program payments. The CCC has a $30 billion fund with several ideas on how to use that funding. It sets up a tug of war over the limited resources. Incoming Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has indicated he has the authority to implement a carbon bank for farmers through the CCC. President Biden's stimulus package also identifies the CCC as a means to provide economic relief for restaurants suffering during the pandemic. Now, Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow said farmers can be leaders in the climate crisis, and she said her focus will be on voluntary producer-led opportunities to allow farmers to cut down emissions and create new income sources. Well, the U.S. cattle inventory biannual report shows 93.6 million head of cattle and calves on U.S. farms as of January 1. That's slightly below the 93.8 million a year ago. The National Ag Statistics Service published that data late last week. Of the 93.6 million head inventory, all cows and heifers that calved totaled 40.6 million. There were 31.2 million beef cows in the U.S., down 1% from last year. The number of milk cows in the U.S. did increase to 9.4 million. The 2020 calf crop in the U.S. estimated 35.1 million head, down 1 point from the previous year's calf crop. All cattle on feed, 14.7 million head, up slightly from 2020. Now, NAS surveyed over 34,900 operators across the nation in the first half of January. Surveyed producers were asked to report their cattle inventories and calf crop for the entire year of 2020. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
From Mid-America Ag Network, this is the Larry Stechline Report.
Well, USDA is out promoting the fact that farmers are going to have $119.6 billion net farm income for the year 2020. And, of course, we've been kind of concerned about people going bankrupt in farming. How does that all add up? Well, I can tell you real quickly. The first 6 months were bankruptcy months. There wasn't anybody in agriculture doing anything but losing money. The next 6 months turned around primarily because of China's big need and buying of really cheap feed, cheap meat, cheap everything. In fact, our exports of meat, I'm going to talk about too, fantastic. All people are really after the product that we've been talking about, the fake side of it all this time, this last few weeks. But I got to tell you, the meat itself is hanging in there well. But what about this $119.6 billion deal? Well, I got to tell you, it's probably true. You have to wonder about some of these figures that come out of USDA. But let's say they're true. We know that 40% of that has come from payments from the government. Helpful, thankful, appreciated. But guess what? The average farmer doesn't want that kind of check. He wants a check at the marketplace for his products. But when they screw up the marketplace, And China has been a perfect example of how messed up it's been for the last couple of years. Folks, we deserve a little bit of help. So consequently, we're not taking a back seat to the money we got. We are going to take a back seat to somebody that can continue to squelch our export buyers. I hope that doesn't happen. See you on the next Techline Report.
You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it for the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville. Open daily 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5.
Helena Agri Enterprises is one of the foremost agronomic solution providers in the United States. Ensuring customer success has been a top priority and will remain the goal to an ultimate end result. Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia greatly values their patron support. Thank you. People, products, knowledge.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
It is the biggest day of the year for a certain toothy hedgehog. How accurate are his predictions? We will examine his track record on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 2nd, the 33rd day of the year. Supermodel Christy Brinkley and musician Graham Nash share a birthday, and Pennsylvania's first Groundhog Day celebration was on this day in 1887. Most of us take the groundhog prediction as the great fun it was meant to be. But the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says they've researched Punxsutawney Phil's track record and give him an accuracy rating of only around 40%. Of course, it's all a matter of perspective. After all, six more weeks of winter weather would put springtime's arrival in mid-March. That may be bad news for some regions of the country, but in the more northern states, it would be a delightfully early spring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter, visit almanac.com.
Not sure the groundhog or the black squirrel would see their shadow today. Perhaps portends an early spring for us. 729 from KNDY. 27 degrees in Marysville this morning. Warming into the middle 40s for high today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. The Kansas City Chiefs placed a pair of backups, wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson and center Daniel Kilgore, on the COVID-19 list as close contacts as they begin their final preparations for the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said yesterday he was told of the situation on Sunday, but couldn't provide any other information. Neither of the players actually tested positive for COVID, which means Robinson, a regular contributor, and Kilgore both would need to return negative tests throughout the week to get off the list. The Super Bowl is always defined by numbers, this one perhaps more than others because there's one number, positive tests for COVID-19 this week, that no one wants to see. That was on the minds of players and coaches who gathered yesterday, virtually, of course, for the kickoff to Super Bowl week. Even so, their attention was focused mainly on the week of preparations for the game, a week that will be very different for Tom Brady and other players who have Super Bowl experience. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in high school action. Marysville at Riley County. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover tips off at Valley Heights. Frankfort travels to Blue Valley Randolph. Axtell will host Donovan West. Washington County entertains Lynn. Centralia's home to Rock Creek. Kansas State, 6:30 pregame. 7 o'clock tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Sometimes think that war is necessary. Every night I pray for peace on earth. And I hand out my dollars to the homeless, but believe that every able soul should work. My father gave me my shotgun that I'll hand down to my son. Try to teach him everything it means. I'm a man of my convictions. Call me wrong, call me right, but I bring my better angels to every fight. You may not like where I'm going, but you sure know. Me if you can. I stand by my right to speak freely, but I worry about what kids learn from TV. And before all of the debating turns to angry words and hate, sometimes we should just agree. And I believe that Jesus looks down here and sees us. And if you ask him, he would say, I'm a man of my convictions. Call me wrong, call me right, but I bring my better angels to every fight. You sure know where I stand. Hate me if you want to. Love me if you can.
me right, but I bring my better angels to every fight. You may not like where I'm going, but you sure know where I stand. Hate me if you want to, love me if you can.
Kids were diving into swimming holes. You and me dove off into the great unknown. We were barely getting by, taking care of each other. Then I became a daddy, you became a mother. Was an uphill battle nearly every day. Looking back, I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm proud of the house we built. It's stronger than sticks, stones, and steel. It's not a big place sitting up high on some hill. A lot of things will come and go, but love never will. Oh, I'm proud. I'm proud of the house we built. Still working our way through the land of milk and honey. At the end of the day, there's always more bills than money. I close my eyes at night and I still feel the same fire in my heart I felt out in that field.